My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus' words in the gospel today are really for those who are close to him, but also perhaps are too familiar. And as we know, familiarity breeds contempt. And there is a danger in saying, oh, I know him, when truly we are only acting out of pride or out of a selfishness. There were many of Jesus' relatives who did not even understand him or know who he was. There was one right next to him who betrayed him. And so Jesus, desiring that we be close to him, is concerned that we don't use it to our own selfish ends, that closeness to him. And so he actually uses his strongest words of condemnation in his preaching for those of us who are close to him, who ought to know better and lead others astray. We can see Jesus' words in the gospel today. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better that a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. It's hard to imagine that Jesus would even say such a thing. Such a miserable and horrible image. And yet, who is this for? Those who lead others into sin. Those who lead others away from God. And this is why we are experiencing in the church today so much turmoil and hideousness, is because this has happened. And so we need to pray, especially for those who are led astray by those close to Christ. And we need to pray for those who led others away, that perhaps they may experience the mercy of God. Jesus has his strongest condemnation for those who have familiarity with him but are not close to him. Let us pray for this conversion, that no one may be in this Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Let's ask for that mercy of God and truly ask him for it.